Let's just lift your hands to heaven real quick. Lift your hands to heaven real quick. Just close your eyes real fast. Real fast. I don't know if you're going to see me. Yeah, they'll see me down there. Praise the Lord. I like getting close. Amen. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands to heaven real, real high. Come on. I believe that today, right now, that whatever you've been believing God for, he's going to do. And I want the expectancy to go through the roof. Sometimes we go to church and we come in and we kind of go through life and we come in and we leave the same way we are. But today I'm really believing that God is going to touch you supernaturally. And God heard your prayer this week. God knows the desire of your heart. God knows what you've been believing for. And you might be in a spot right now where maybe your marriage or your life or your body, something you're like, God, please just touch me. And I want you to know God longs to reach down and touch you. And all he needs is faith. That's all he needs. See, we could do a lot of things in life, but without faith, God can't respond. He wants to respond. So I know sometimes we get stuck in situations. I don't know what it is. Maybe you feel like you're losing your mind. Maybe you feel like you're going through something. Maybe this is the hardest season of your life. Maybe this is the best season of your life. Maybe this is the greatest season of your life. Maybe this is the hardest season of your life. Maybe this is the toughest season. I don't know where you're at. But God does, and he wants to reach down, and he wants to just invade your moment. And God doesn't want to take nothing from you. He wants to bring everything to you. God's not going to expose you. God's not going to hurt you. God ain't church, and church ain't God. They're way different. So I just want you just now, I know you might have maybe like a little faith. Maybe you say, God, I don't even know if God will. Just believe. That's all I need you to do. Just believe that God can touch your situation. That's all I need you to do. Just believe. And if you'll believe today, I promise you this, you might not see instant results automatically. Some of you will, but I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to find hope. And when you find hope again, faith's going to have a target to bring change into your life. And expectancy is the key. That's what it's all about. Just expect it. Say, I'm expecting today on the inside. Just say, I'm expecting today on the inside. I'm expecting to hear something. And I just with your reach, just reach into heaven and just let God just touch your heart right now, you know, because God wants to touch you because God loves you. And Father, I just thank you for each and every person here at the sound of my voice. I thank you for this wonderful church. I thank you for these wonderful people that came out here today to have an encounter with you. And I know, God, you're going to reach them. You're going to touch them. You're going to heal them. You're going to deliver them. You're going to set them free. You're going to do exactly, exceedingly, and abundantly above all we ask and above all we think, because that's the kind of God you are. You're a good God, and you're a great God. And I don't want to get in the way of what you want to do in my life, so I'm just going to believe you. I'm just going to believe that you can do it. I'm going to believe you could turn it around. And I'm expecting you. So just whatever fiber you're being, just say, God, I believe you. That's all I need you to do. Just say it out loud. Say, God, I believe you. I believe you. And I know today is going to change my life forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. You could be seated. Glory to God. Everybody, yeah, this is cool. You can see me here, right? This is cool. I get up there, I'll get all excited. Praise the Lord. You doing good? Well, we love your pastors, man. They're some awesome people. You guys are in a great house. Come on, you can clap louder than that. You better talk back to me. I'm going to keep you here for 3 hours. Come on, somebody. What are you doing? These guys are great. Amen. How many first-time visitors we got? Anybody first-time? I don't want to make anybody feel weird. You got to come back and hear this guy. All right, you got to promise me, because that's the thing, when visitors show up and you got to guess, you're like, oh, great, this guy's going to do it. And no, come back and see these guys. They're great people, amen. Are you excited this morning? You ready to go somewhere? I got a word for you today. You know, I've really been prayerful about what God wants me to share when I go somewhere. And I've been stuck in Mark chapter 4 pretty much everywhere. And I think I'm on a mandate from heaven just to be prophetic in the moment that your life can change. Anything in your life you could change with the word of God. And, you know, God really just, again, Mark chapter 4. And I'm like, all right. And I want you to know today that we got to raise the bar of expectancy, because sometimes we get too churched. We get too churched. Listen to me, guys. You come, you hear. Yeah, I know. What's the next guy going to talk about? Somebody's going to come up 3 months from now. Everybody's going to say something. But I go back to my life that doesn't really change. I'm supposed to believe in a miracle, and I believe in miracles, and you believe in miracles. But how do I get something to change? Like, I don't want to have maybe change. I got to have got to change. Something's got to change. And most of the time we go to church, it's like, kind of like in one ear, out the other. You know what I mean? It's like, ah, that was cool. I felt it, got a goosebump. But how do I really transform my life? And really today, I want to tell you something. I believe today, Mark chapter 4, the Bible says, Jesus said to the disciples, if you could figure out this parable, you can unlock this whole Bible. I believe it's the most important chapter in the Bible, just to be serious with you, because the Bible, it talks about the sower sows the word, and these are they that hear. And Jesus broke it down through a teaching moment. And today I want you to do, I'm not going to keep you long, but I really want you to like grab your phone, take a couple notes. It's cool with me. I know, just put it on silent like they said, but get a pen, get some paper, or just put your memory in this thing that if you really want to change. Today I'm going to give you the success key, I believe, of the gospel, because Jesus said, to you that have ears to hear, let him hear. And Jesus made it real clear. He said, look, he said, I'm speaking, but if you're not hearing, you can't change. And the thing is not, see, because we looked at Jesus. Remember in the Bible, there was a father and he had his son and the kid was kind of like, he was a little wild and he was really trying to hurt himself. And, you know, it was really a bad scene. And he went to the disciples and said, hey, man, fix the kid. What's the matter with him? And the dad got kind of mad and he said, your disciples can't do nothing with this kid. What can you do, Jesus? And Jesus looks him in the face and goes straight to him, straight up, straight in the eye. He goes, it's not what I can do. It's what you believe I can do. Because I can hang the stars in the sky. I can hold the oceans of the world in the palm of my hand. I can do anything. It's not about what God can do. It's what do we believe he can do. That's where change comes in. Because see, here's the thing. The longer I'm working with God and the more years you spend with God, you figure out God's a God of order. And if you don't get the order right, he can't do it. See, that's what the church don't want to hear. Like, put it on God. It ain't on God. It's on us. That's why we've got to teach you the order of things. Because when you understand the order of things, Pastor used a great scripture today. He said, look, I'm going to bring God my sacrifice, and it's got to cost me something. That's order. See what I mean? We want to get out of order and get God to do stuff. God submits himself to his word. Abraham, literally, Moses got, man, come on, guys. God repented and changed his mind because a man said, what? You made a covenant. God said, you're right. Let me go back and fix it. Don't tell me. God. See, God's a God of order. So here's what I'll do. I'm telling you, this is not an option to change. I give you 100% guarantee you could transform your life. But we got to do it biblically. See, sometimes we put it on, like, look, I'm down. We put it on God to say, God, you do. God's like, if you could keep the order, I got to do. You better catch what I just said. He has to do. He cannot do what he said. Come on, your feelings will catch up. Stuff will catch up. But if I do it the way God said to do it, then I'm guaranteed change and transformation. Now I don't look at, see, because here's the problem. We look at tomorrow. We look at change, the day of change, to get us excited. Like, oh, the marriage is getting a little better. And then 3 weeks from now, it's back to being wacko. And you think, well, what's the sense of even sowing anymore? So I ain't even going to sow no more because I don't see no change. So it's a waste of time. So I could just live in okay. How many of you want to live an okay life? Come on, stop. Who wants to live a life more abundantly? Amen? Come on, elevate. Come on, right? So I'm going to get in this thing. So take some notes and go, man, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm telling you this today. That you can transform anything with the word of God. But I got to give you the principles, because here's the thing, Eddie. If they don't know the principles, you know what happens? You look at it and say, is it working? Yeah, I'm going to show you the principles of it working. Because Jesus said this, as if the kingdom of heaven is if a man should take a seed and put it in the ground. You ever grow anything? My kid had a project, right? I don't know nothing about farming, right? The kid comes home, we got to put beans in the ground. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. I'm over there, you know, with the thing, you know. On the side of the house. It's not good, man. But I'm just trying. And we get the thing in the ground, and I'm thinking, like, okay, let's do it. And you forget about it. You know, you kind of like, they don't forget about it, but I kind of forgot about it, went somewhere, came back. Next thing you know, bam, there it is. It's all, they're growing. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty good. This is a miracle. Praise the Lord, we did it. Right? But the kingdom of heaven, and I thought about the kingdom of heaven is such as a man should sow a seed in the ground. He goes to bed day and night. He knows not how. First the blade, then the ear, then the full what? Kernel in the ear, the fullness. See, you can't put a harvest on something you didn't plant yet. You got a bunch of people running around in the body of Christ trying to put a demand on something they didn't sow. You can't do that. And you can't be fully halfway and go take the full harvest. So come on. So today we're going to unlock heaven. I'm telling you, this is the greatest spot for you to be in the world, but you got to catch ears to hear. Now watch this. Go with me to Mark chapter 4, you okay? And then we're going to pray for everybody. If you're sick in body, God's going to heal you. God's going to do this. God's going to heal. Somebody got kidney problems. I don't know who you are, but I was sitting there. I really feel like God's going to heal your kidneys. They're telling you all this other stuff you might have to do. I don't know. Maybe you got to do something, but God's going to heal your kidney. He's going to put it. He's going to do something. Is that right? Is that good? Come on, don't play with me. You come to hear it. Come on. Get excited. Smile. Where's all the Raider fans in here? Come on. Ah, you guys, man. You're not going to help me. You'll be like, boo. They're going to start booing me now. I better preach, right, before I get in trouble. Amen. Look at this. Go here. Let's go for time's sake. Go to Mark chapter 4, 14. Amen. This is the parable of the sower of the word. Okay? Look at this. Mark 4, 14. The sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside. Jesus gets a parable. Let me tell you what happened. Jesus gives a parable. He gives this big teaching thing. He says, sower sows the word. These are by the wayside. Everybody's looking at him like, what is this dude talking about? He's talking about sowing words. I don't understand it. And he says, he breaks it down, and you could read the whole thing in Mark chapter 4, but we're going to start with verse 14. The sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they heard, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their heart. Okay? So now Jesus in 1 through 15, 14 really, he explains this parable about what he's talking about, and everybody looks at him like, they're jacked up in their head, like, what are you talking about? You talk like riddles, man. What are you saying? So Jesus goes, look, it's for you to understand this stuff. Let me break it down and explain it to you. Here's what I'm saying. I'm sowing the word, and it's not about, because you got to understand, the seed always reveals the soil. So you the soil. The seed reveals the soil. The soil don't reveal the seed. I don't care who comes up. Pastor Cheeto comes up here. He's preaching. Well, you know, Pastor Chris, you got some soup. No. If he's preaching this word, the anointing's in the word. See, we get too caught up in man. Who's saying it? Who cares? That's the problem. The church become lethargic because we're living off gifts. Live off the word. I like the gift, but I don't care. Who hugs the UPS guy when he brings the package? You hug the, oh, thanks, man. That's my Nintendo. No, Mick, stop. You just take the package. I come here as a delivery boy with a package today. You going to take it? Now, you guys, you better clap louder than that and shout a little. You're supposed to be radical. It's California, right? Sacramento, right? Come on, man. Come on. Because you know this? You don't believe me. See, I'm like a Jedi here. You know, come on. You don't believe me because you know what happened? You come to church, been church so long, everybody, everywhere you go, been church so long, you're going to preach a word, I'm going to leave, I'm going to try it for 3 days, nothing's going to change, I'm going to go back to my life, I'm tired of believing something can happen. But this is the thing. See, I'm going to give you the prescription. I didn't say it's going to happen because you're cute or you got some special anointing or whatever, or I preached a great word. I'm going to tell you it's got to work, because if this book don't work, the whole thing don't work. And if the whole thing don't work, we better go do something else. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain forever. What's that mean? Jesus said, I put this word above my name. Last time I checked, the Bible said every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and call you Lord. He said, that's great and that's true, but I put the word above my name, so I submit myself unto what? The word. What's that mean? The whole earth's got to submit to that word. That's the thing with the church. The church has to get a revelation. It's not based on anything. Well, the economy. Tell the economy what to do. This is the highest authority. Just because they don't believe it is doesn't make a difference. When you believe it is and put faith in what you believe, you transform your life. Jesus gets up there and starts saying, I'm sowing the word. These are they by what? The way he said, the hearer. It's the hearer. The key is not the preaching. The key is what the hearer is doing with the preaching. And here's the key. If you don't value what you hear, guess how much of it you do? None of it. You want to know why we don't value what we say? We don't value what we hear. You'll say whatever you want to say if you don't value what you hear. I'm going to tell you what. The 10 people that pay attention and do this, your life's going to change. Cannot not change. Cannot not change. Jesus gives us the principle. He gives us the principle. He said, the sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside. He starts talking about the people that hear. Look, I'm not picking on you. I love you. I want results. Look, I didn't grow up in church. When you don't grow up in church, you come in here, it's a little like, oh, okay, I want results. Oh, this is cool. No, I want results. Oh, this is going to be fun. It was boring. It stunk. None of it worked. Nobody told you how to do it. I was mad. I left more mad going to church than I did not going. I'm serious. I went in. The guy, we got power. I don't know how to use it. I don't know where it came from. I don't know. I'm in the parking lot. I'm confused. I'm like, I don't think he knows what to do with it. I'm lost. I'm jacked up. I went and started reading the Bible. I started believing. I was like, what are these? I don't know. I better go read it for myself. So trust me. I'm telling you the truth. Okay? Trust me. Mark chapter 4, Jesus comes and he said, sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside. As immediately to hear the word of God. But Satan comes immediately and steals the word that they heard. I ain't never heard that a day in my life. You? What do you mean Satan comes and steals? Look at it. Read the Bible. Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. These are they which are. He says, I'm sowing it. You're going to get lit up today. Listen to me. Jesus is saying, I am preaching it. And while I'm preaching it, let me tell you what starts happening. What starts happening, Jesus? Immediately, the sower sows the word. Sowing, these are they by the wayside. Well, you're the waysiders, some of you. It's okay. I am too. When I'm a hearer, I'm a waysider. You might be a waysider. Well, what's the waysider doing? Because the soil, see, the seed reveals the soil. Oh, yeah, you know what happens? You hear the word, and guess what? Your dirt starts talking. Yeah, the soil of your heart. The soil of your heart starts agreeing or disagreeing or accepting or rejecting. Oh, the key is this. It's not about how anointed is it going to be. The key is going to be how much hearing are you going to do. How much hearing are you going to do based upon the word of God? So watch this, right? So we're going to go quick, and we'll go get right in this thing. We'll go. So these are they by the wayside, which the word of God is sown. That means it's preached. Everybody say it's preached. But Satan comes immediately and takes the word that was sown in their hearts. Well, the there is the you. Funny how the word of God knows exactly where to go to bear fruit. Goes right in your heart. The word of God never goes in your head. That's baloney. Don't listen to that. Word of God comes in your heart, and your heart transforms your mind. So don't ever try to naturally comprehend the word of God. It ain't going to make no sense to your head. You got to renew your mind by your spirit. So the word of God is sown in the, okay? But this really bothered me. Vince, don't this bother you? Satan comes immediately and what? Takes away the word that was sown. How does he do that? Now watch this, okay? Now just stay with me because this is important that you see this and you'll get it and you're doing great. So wait a minute. The minute we hear the word of God, the Bible says that Satan comes immediately and steals away the word. How does he do it? Watch, we're going to get there. That's good. But watch this. Ready? So now I got here. And now I'm sitting here going, well, Satan can come and steal what I hear? Because what? Let me tell you. The devil could care less whether you go to church. The devil don't care about nothing. He goes to church. He goes to church. He loves church. Come on, somebody. But here's the key. Once you start hearing some word, a seed, that means you got a harvest. He hates the seed. Whenever you got a seed, that means you got a future. The only voice your future hears is your seed. The only voice your future has is your seed. If you ain't got no seed, you ain't got no future. That's why he don't want you to believe. That's why he don't want you to have no hope. Elevate, I'm here to tell you today, guess what? Hope's coming back in the house. Come on, somebody. Hope's coming back to your house. Hope is coming back to the house. It's coming back in your house. It's coming in my house. We're going to have hope for the finances that we need. Hope for the better life. Hope for the marriage. Hope for the body healing. Hope. Why? Because hope is found in the word of God. Amen. And once you make the word of God the final authority in your life, something's got to change. It has to change. So watch this, okay? Go with me to Matthew. Just come over here. Go over here and look at this. We're going to go to Matthew. I'm going to get you over here when I find this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want you to see this because I'm telling you what. In Matthew, he explains it just a little bit different. And I think if you could see this in Matthew, it's going to help you because there's a level of, it's the same parable in verse 18. Matthew 13, 18, he says, hear for the parable of the sower, okay? He gives us a little bit better explanation of what's taking place. And I think if you see this, it'll transform you, all right? Hear ye the parable of the sower. You see it? Watch this, 19. Thank you. Hear all of you, therefore, the parable of the sower, one who hears the word of God in the kingdom and understands it not. Underline it. What you don't understand, the devil steals. And what understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that was sown in his heart. So what you don't understand, guess what the devil comes and does? He steals the seed that produces change. So every time you hear, let me tell you what the most important thing you could do today. Hear. Jesus said, he that hears more shall be given. He that doesn't hear, I'll take away even what you have. Now watch that. That's a kingdom principle. People in the earth would say that's unfair. See, I'm just going to read the Bible to you, man. See, if you said that out in the world, people say, well, that's wrong. Jesus said, no, that's not the kingdom. The kingdom works like this. If you don't use what you got, I'll take away what you got and give it to somebody that's using it. Is that mean? No, that's kingdom. See, we live in a democracy out here. We live in a kingdom with a king in here. See what I'm saying? See, the reason why it don't work, we don't put the principles together. We put the principles together, it has to work. Just tell me the way it is, man. Come on. Come on, you guys are straight. Let's go. Don't give me all this, like, mumbo jumbo, smoke in the cloud. Just tell me how it works, man. This is how it works. If you don't start hearing what you hear and applying it, guess what? That's going to mean the devil's going to come and steal it. So this is what it is. We sit there, we hear and go, what's the word of God going to do when my problems that are so big? Boom. What's the word of God going to do when my situation don't look that good? Boom. You got to, bless you. You got to stop looking and seeing what the situation says and start looking and seeing what the word of God says. You see that? Because right away, when you got a jacked up marriage and we come in here and say, love, and you don't see, you, what do? Man, what's love going to do with what I'm living with? That was funny. You should laugh right there. Some of you can't because your spouse is here. Yeah, I know. Not me. I love my wife. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. You know what I'm saying? But what is this going to do? You know how much debt I got? Come on. You know how many problems I got? What's the word of God going to do? What's the word of God going to do? What's the word of God going to do? Well, the word of God can do whatever you believe it can do. But once you get to the point and say, well, this ain't going to be no big deal. Nothing can change. What happens with that word? The seed of transformation gets taken from you. And it's like this. I take you to my house and say, hey, you want to go see my garden? And I take you out back and you're out back with me. And I go, well, don't you love my garden? And all you see is this grass and go, what garden? Oh, no, yeah, that's my garden. But what did you plant? I didn't plant nothing. Which means you didn't plant nothing. Well, I expected tomatoes just to grow up out of the ground. I expected stuff just to grow up out of the ground. It should just happen. Well, what do you mean it should just happen? Well, it should just happen. That would be crazy. You look at me like, this dude's nuts. He didn't plant nothing, but he's expecting to get a harvest on stuff he did not plant. That would be crazy in the natural. Why ain't it crazy in the spiritual? That's why Jesus said, yes and amen, this whole book is yours. But you got to plant some stuff in your heart to put a harvest on it so you can see the results of it in your life. If you don't sow it in your life, guess what? You can't see it in your future. So you hear the word of God. What am I going to do? You got to get to a place to understand everything you hear, you're going to have to be accountable for, and you're going to have to put in your heart to get it to grow. Jesus knew that seed can grow in the heart of man. That's why you got soil in your heart. That's why the Bible says guard your heart because the issues of life flow out of it. You got to guard what you let in. Some of you got some trees in there you need to get rid of. Matthew says this, if every tree that me and my father did not plant, we got to uproot it. Why? Because you see the fruit of the trees you got in your life. Jesus even said it. He said, a man is known by his fruit. Come on, where did fruit come from? A fruit came from a tree. How did you get that tree in you? Through words. Words get in there. Words, as soon as they become what? They become harvests of your life. How many got some words you need to get rid of? Come on, how many got some trees you got to remove? How many got some stuff? So let's just look at this. Because Mark chapter 4, go back there. We're going to go over there. This will change your life. So he said, immediately they what? They get rid. Now, what's that? So write this down. Number one, I got to understand what you're saying. I got to understand what you're saying. You got to come in here and say, all right, pastor starts talking about whatever. Health and healing and marriage and life. What's he saying? You got to take some notes or get, man, what did he say? Because why? Which you don't understand, the enemy will come and steal. He said, Jesus said, if you could figure out this, you figure out the whole Bible. So immediately, what happened? First thing, man, I got to get understanding. I got to get understanding. What it takes for you to get understanding and me to get understanding is two different things. I don't know how much hearing you got to do, but faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You got to go get some word. You got to go get some word until you what? Until you can get some hearing that's solid to say, you know what? I believe it, amen? I believe it for me, amen? I got some scriptural proof that proves that what God said he can do, he can do, amen? Because just look, I've been doing this long enough to know just because God says it doesn't mean you believe it. Just because God says it doesn't mean you believe it. You know what you believe. Come on. And usually what you do is you look at the mountain before you look at that word. Look at this problem that's so big. Look at this situation that's so big. You can't look at the situation and tell me whether the word of God's going to work. Come on, guys. That's what we do. And then what do? Oh, well, we discard the seed of change. And what do? We live in the circumstances of life. Look, Mark chapter 4, here we go. Keep going. Jesus gets into it even more, man. He brings it, right? He goes like this. He goes, okay, those are they. These are they by the wayside. He said, here's a wayside here. He hears, but he don't understand. So because he don't understand, guess what happens? He goes over here and says, the word that was there was stolen and taken away. Look at this. The word that was sown in your heart. You know what? I want you to get this, though. I really want you to hear this point. It's so amazing to me that God knows exactly where seed needs to go. He said, right in your heart, in the garden where itself grows. Man, I am telling you today, I don't know what you've been through in life, but if you could find the word of God and put it in your heart, it'll transform your future. It'll grow a brand new garden of your life. I'm telling you, man, guys, I am telling you, it'll take away the hurts, the pain, some of the stuff people have been through. The word of God has been sent to you to transform you from the inside out. That's the God's honest truth. Look at this. You ready for this? He goes like this. These are they likewise on the stony ground. Look at verse 16. Okay, what's up with the stony ground? They hear the word, immediately they receive it with gladness. How many of you got it like that, right? Praise the Lord. Get all excited. Woo! Come on, right? Pastor say it's going to be a great day. You run around the church. Come on, right? You run down there. We're going to have a supernatural offering, right? Woo! We get all pumped up, right? Have a miracle day. Every day's going to be great. And what? They hear the word, like immediately, right? They get all excited. Yeah, look at this. Who, when they've heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Look at 17. They have no root in themselves, but endure for a time. Afterward, when pressure, everybody say pressure, shows up and arises for the word's sake, immediately they get what? Offended. Okay, now, go slow. What happens when pressure shows up? See, this is all cute till the pressure shows up. Come on, right? You come in, you hear it, you get all excited. I'm going to get changed. What do? We run home, right? Pastor comes in and says, confess the word of God. Man, you confess the word of God for 2 days. Praise God, you're doing good, right? Come on, somebody, right? Then the problems don't look like they're going away. It looks like it got worse. What do with confession? Out the window with the confession. Out the window with the seed of change. Out the window with restoration. Come on, right? Y'all went and did Love Dare. You bought the book. You got all excited. You got the 5 love languages. You got all your little stuff. Praise the Lord. You got all excited. You know, you went to marriage retreat. Come on, you got marriage retreat? You do that? Right? Where you do that? You do that local or you go away? Oh, you go to Tahoe, right? You drove up fighting, drove back fighting. Come on, somebody, give me a little praise up in this house of God. Come on. Got your little notes. You went back. She didn't do the notes. You didn't do the notes. Nobody doing the notes. You said, bump it. It don't work. Why? Because I'm going to sow into something. I don't see nothing change. I'm offended. Why'd you get offended? For the word's sake. Let me tell you, there's not a person in this room. The only reason why offense comes is for the word's sake. Read the Bible. So if you're offended, you know why you're offended? Track it all the way back. I'm offended because the way they treated me. No, you're not. Track it back. You were trended, you offended because you hold offense. And Jesus said, get rid of your offense. I'm preaching way better than your amen to me. I ain't picking on you. I'm trying to help you. I'm offended because they told me. No. Offense, read it. Offense, persecution arising for the word's sake. What happens when they get immediately offended? Why? Because the word. Everybody ever got offended in the whole world got offended because of the word of God. You track it back, you'll find it. Walk in love. I don't want to walk in love. Well, good. Stay offended, but it's on you. Look, I'm not picking on you. I'm helping you. Listen, guys, I love you, man. I want to. Look, I don't want. You know what the worst feeling in the world is? Pastor can testify to this. Every preacher in this house can testify to this. You remember this. Time changes nothing. Nothing gets better with time. The only thing that gets better is change. You got to change what you're doing to get different results. You have to. Change. I thought it was time was going to make it better. Time makes nothing better. Change. Decisions make things better. The decisions you make today change. Today, you know what today is? It's a harvest of yesterday. That's all it is. Your today is a harvest of yesterday. You want to know what your next 10 years are going to let your life are going to look like? What the last 10 years look like if you don't change something in today? So this is what I'm saying. I just want results. So you got to make the change. If you don't make the change, guess what? Your future is going to look like what the last 20 years look like. Time doesn't change anything. The span of time changes nothing. It's the decisions you make. Today's the day. You got 24 hours. Break them down, right? Boom. Blocks of what I can do to transform my tomorrow. The only voice my future hears is my seed of today. Today is just the harvest of my yesterday. My yesterday, I can't do nothing about yesterday. Most people live, let me explain to you. If I go in your house, you know what I'm going to see? A bunch of pictures on the wall where you've been. Imagination shows me where you're going. Memory show me where you've been. Get out of memory, get into imagination. Don't tell me about yesterday. Forget about yesterday. Let's go do something with tomorrow. Come on. Seed talk does this to you. Shifts the way you think. Makes you look into the future. Produces imagination. Most people live in memories. In 76, I was like the all-star. Who cares? It's like 2017. Get with it. Let's go. Come on. Stop. You do that with regret. I live in the pain of my divorce. I live in my broke down. I started 6 businesses. They failed. Go start another one. Big deal. Come on, man. Stop living out of the, well, come on, right? I'm learning from my mistakes. There's no, failure ain't final. Come on, and it ain't fatal neither. Let's go. Come on, we're the church, man. We're supposed to be dominating, breaking through, seeing breakthrough. But I'm going to tell you what. You can't just run around the house without having understanding. You see what I'm saying? So I'm showing you how to do it. What happens? Watch this. I'm helping you, right? You get all excited. You get all pumped. Praise the Lord. I'm going to change my finances. We're going to change the marriage. I'm not trying to be funny. It's the truth, right? We receive it with what? Gladness. But then pressure shows up. Oh, now what? Pressure. Everybody say this out loud. Pressure arises for the word's sake. So guess why you got pressure? You got word. When you were lost and shot out and partying, you didn't have that pressure you got from that word. It's true. Because you didn't have nothing that could change your life. The devil leave you alone. Why do I go to church and now I got problems? I went to that Elevate church. Listen to that guy get up there and tell me, oh, praise God. Give the money. Do this, do that. Get healed. Praise God. Change my life. Now I got problems. Yeah, you got problems because you got word. You ain't got problems because you got a preacher. Stop. You don't want to hear me because I'm telling you the truth. And then what happens when pressure shows up? You get offended. What in the world now? Well, now what? We go to church. We're getting our life right. We start giving. Now what? Now what? You wanted to go to that church. Your idea. Come on. You better amen me better than this. I'm reading your mind. Come on. Come on, right? And then you get mad at God. Well, it's in the book. Just give me the book. Just see, you got to understand, if we don't help you see this, the devil will deceive you all day long. I'm going to make you a pressure junkie. You're going to get addicted to pressure. You're going to go find some pressure to get yourself into. Why? Because when pressure shows up, that means this word's working. Oh, you better get this. It's working because look what it says. Immediately, look at it. They get offended. Why do they get offended? Afterwards, when what? Affliction and persecution. Why are they getting persecuted? You getting persecuted because you're a pretty cute little lovely curly-headed Christian. No. You're getting persecuted and pressure because you got some word. And when you got some word, you got some pressure. Why? Because the devil don't want you to get this word to work. Because once you get it to work in one area, I can get it to work in another area. And if I can get it to work in that area, hey, I'm going to tell you the biggest battle you got. The biggest battle you got is when that first seed breaks and you start seeing this system works. We got to get back to the word, man. Church is all out and left field. Oh, let's have an experience. Get back to the word. The word will give you a better experience. Listen to what the church is becoming. We got to go from one experience to another experience to another experience to another experience to another. And if the experiences stop, the people get bored and want to stay home. No, we got to get back to the word and let the word create the experience. Come on. And when the word creates the experience and the word creates the experience and the word, guess what you become? You become a person of the word of God. You got the most sure word of prophecy sitting on your lap. It's called the Bible. Amen. You got to tap into the ability of heaven and get this thing. Are you hearing me today? You can change it. He said, what happens? Immediately they receive it with what? Gladness. Yay. Everybody go, yay. Yay. Guess what's coming? Pressure. Boo. And that's what you do. And then pressure shows up. And what happens? We get offended. Why do we get offended? Why do I got to go through this? Why is my promise taking so long? It should have been here by now. Now you're mad. Why are you mad? Because I'm offended. I'm serving God. How many did this? I'm serving God. Why does my life look like this? I'm serving the Lord. Yeah, I quit. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Quit. Quit. Don't think this stuff works. Go ahead, quit. Quit. No, don't you quit. Jesus said, where are you going to go anyway? Can't go nowhere. Got to come on in. Should get you excited about doing it, though, don't it? Don't it get you excited? Like, yeah, I got offended. I got offended. I tell God, God, I'm a preacher. What in the world's going on here? This should have happened by now. Why you give all this stuff to these goofy dudes? I should have got that by now. I'm real with God. That guy is so goofy, I know him. He's goofy. Why you give him a $5 million bill? I'm over here scraping and clawing and scratching and biting, and this dude got a $5 million. He goofy as all goofy. I preach better than him too, God. I tell it real. I'm like, I'm better looking too on top of it. Praise the Lord. I got a list. Like, praise God. I'm blah, blah, blah. And then when I come back to my senses, I understand that the pressure's showing up to get me to change my mouth. See, the problem with some of you is this. You go tell your problems to people. That's the biggest mistake you can make. Go tell your problems to God. He'll straighten you out in a closet, and you can come out right in your head. You got to call up the, well, you know what? Listen, Sister Blabbermouth ain't going to help you get nowhere. Come on, somebody. Amen. Brother don't know nothing can't help you. Some of your goofy friends you need to get rid of. Hello? Can I get an amen? Look, if you don't like me, tell Pastor next week. I'm here today, okay? I'm one night, one show, one only. Come on, one day. Come on. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get this thing aligned. Some of you go to people like, well, you go to these moronic people trying to get help. You know they ain't got no answers. Why are you going there? Trust that God will help your heart. Come on, you know what I mean? I just want to tell you, God, people looking at you like they're crazy. You got to bring your problems to your prayer closet. You'll come out, let God speak to your heart. I mean, get real, right? But what happens when pressure shows up? You get mad. Why do you get mad? It's by design to get offended. Pressure. Affliction and persecution is, go. You know what it means in the Greek? Real fancy word. Pressure. Pressure. Who know God? And what does pressure try to do? Tries to get you to say something different with your mouth than what that word says. And then you got real problems. Then he goes on to say this. He said, okay, let me show you another thing, right? They're in here. It's in here. So I'm going to show you how to fix it because I need you to fix it, okay? I'll go real quick so we get there, right? These are they which are what? Sown among the thorns. They hear the word of God. But how about the care of the world? There's another one. How about the care of the world? Who's got some care? Some anxiety, some worry, right? Oh, you want, okay, let me break it down because you're looking at me like, what's he talking about? Care of the world. You got bills bigger than the money you got coming in, and we come in here and tell you about prosperity. You're like, yeah, okay, whatever. You got problems with your kid, and we're telling you pray and stand in the gap and believe God that kid can turn around. They don't look no better. They're getting worse. Who got some care in the world? Come on. You know what I'm saying? It's there. What you trying to do? Discard the word. Don't you believe that word? Don't you believe that word? Look at your problems. They're so big. Don't you look at that word. Don't you hold on to that word. Let that word go. Look at your problems. Look how big they are. No. That's the only thing that can bring change. I ain't letting go of no word. That's exactly what it's trying to do. Well, care of the world, lust of other things. Look what it says. The lust of other things. The deceitfulness of it, and the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. What does it do? Enter in to choke the word. Hey, the good life will mess you up if you're not careful. Remember when you needed God? Oh, you're at church every service. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Don't call them up this afternoon and give them a hard time. But you know what I'm saying? You need God. You're up in the altar crying, slinging snot, all excited. Now all of a sudden it got good. You forget about church attendance. That's what he's talking about. It'll choke that word. Come on, guys. That's the deceitfulness, the riches. What's that all about? Well, you know what? I got priorities. They're a little different now, Pastor. They used to be in one thing, but now they're not as prioritized as they were. You know, everybody say, well, money make you crazy. No, you were crazy before the money showed up. We just never paid attention to you until you got some money. Can I get an amen? Thank you very much. Money don't make you crazy. Come on, you understand what I'm saying? Come on, pay attention. But this is helping you, right? It chokes the word. 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 Why? Because here's the thing. If you don't have the word of God for change, you don't get no change. It don't just happen. Well, it's just going to happen because God is God. Ain't nothing going to happen because God is God. Nothing's going to happen because God is God. How you like that? Somebody say, well, God's sovereign. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right here now. The only sovereignty about God is somebody's praying somewhere. That's the only reason why it happened. Because God ain't got no right in the earth without man in the earth getting it done. You got to get it done. Somebody prayed somewhere to get that to happen. Let me tell you what's up. So stop relying on God to do it and take responsibility and pick up your responsibility and start doing it and transform your life. You know what it's going to come down to? We're going to get that word. We're going to find out what that thing says. We're going to get in there and do it. Listen, I'm telling you why. I want to see lasting change for your life. And this is how you get it, okay? You all right with this? Yeah. Everybody okay? So Mark chapter 4, and he goes, these are day, by the way. He starts telling, so give me a minute here, I'm going to tell you what's up. Okay, so then you say this, what do I do, pastor? I'm going to give you three things right here, okay? Look at James chapter 1. We're going to go over there. How about this? Go to 2 Peter 1 and 3 first. 2 Peter 1, 3. This is going to help you. 2 Peter 1, 3. You all right? Everybody doing good? Give me like 5 minutes, and we'll give this to pastor, and we're going to do it. You okay? 2 Peter. Well, I'll tell you what. This is good. You okay with this? So are you seeing this? But are you really pulling this in for you? Yeah, that's why I get offended. You don't get offended because any other reason, because of pressure. For the word's sake. So now, next time you see pressure, what are you going to do? You're going to start laughing. Go, oh, here it comes, trying to get that seed. I ain't giving that seed up. I ain't going to say nothing. You know what you got to do? You got to put duct tape over your mouth. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing different. Because the Bible said this. The Bible's very clear. And it said this. He said this. He's very clear. He said, what you hear, take heed to what you hear. Because the measure you value it is the measure it's coming back. He says in the King James, take heed to what you hear, because the measure you meet it is the measure it comes back. You know what that means? What value you put on what you hear determines where your course of your life goes. Anybody work at a job where you got to do exactly what they tell you to do, or you get in a lot of trouble? Anybody got a job like that? Who got a job like that? Like, if you don't follow the direct order, you will definitely get fired. You got a job like that? Right here, guy right here, blue shirt. You got a job like that? When they tell you to do something, what do? I got to do exactly what they say, right? Right? Why? I get in trouble. Now hear me. We got God Almighty created the heavens and the earth and the kingdom of heaven. He tells us what to do and we don't do it. Why? Now why do you do it at work? Because you value what they told you. Why wouldn't you value this more? I'm not picking on you. We all do it. Because this hasn't become the highest authority in our life. Something else is. Usually our own opinion. How many of you know I got to check my opinion and make this the highest authority in my life? Tells you how to stay married, tells you what to do, tells you how to raise your kids, tells you everything you need to know. You don't need no more than this book. You can find it in here, amen? Now look, I'm not picking on you when I said it. You understand what I'm saying? God said, man, how about this? How about we are so, I just started this new series on prayer in the church. There's four things about the word hallowed. One of the things is God wants to be fearfully obeyed. Meaning like this, I don't want to do nothing different than when God told me. Man, what's life going to look like when I don't want to say that because I know that's not pleasing to the Lord? When my opinion don't matter no more. See, church, let me tell you something right here now. That's your man and woman of God, right? The church people? Man, I'll tell you right here now. What he tells you out of that book, just do it. He don't tell me what to say. I'm telling you, just do it. If you see it, that's right. I'm going to go do it. That's not. See, because right away, everybody says, well, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Guess what? Everybody in this building is going to be told what to do. And until you submit yourself to somebody, you ain't going to see nothing. I'm telling you, listen to me. Trust me. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You know my heart. You can feel my heart. They didn't tell me to say that. Say, pastor told me something in that book. I'm going to believe it. Why? Because he's the prophet of my life. And if he gave me something, maybe God's trying to teach me something through what they're saying. Man, I'll tell you what, when you get that level there, like work, and problem solvers get paid, man. You know who gets paid in my organization? The people that make my problems go away. You want to know who I'll pay even more? The people that don't have to think about their job. What you going to look like to the kingdom when you're like, yes, sir, attention. Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I will. Yes, sir, my God in heaven. Promotion comes from the hand of the Lord. This stuff's going to work. You getting it? Okay, look, we got to go quick, right? Look at this. We're going to look at this. According, 1:3, let's look. Grace and peace be multiplied in you. See 2 Peter 1 and 2. You got that? You're doing great, right? According as his divine power has given us what? All things that pertain to life and what? So that's my natural life and my godly life? Hello? All things pertain to life and godliness. From where? Through the knowledge of him that has called us. Go ahead and verse it. So come here. Watch this. Ready? We're done. Whereby are given unto us to what? Exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be a partaker of what? Divine nature. These precious promises produce the divine nature in our life. When we start taking this word and putting it in us, we'll become like the word, and the word will become like us. You want to know where prosperity is in? It's in the pages of the book. Want to know where healing? And this word becomes health unto your flesh. It's in there. It's in there. It's in the word. The minute you become a word person, your life's going to change forever. It's got to. You'll become a divine partaker of promises that are supernatural. Look at this. Go over here. I'll give you one more scripture. I'm going to leave you alone. Ready? Boom. Look at James chapter 21, James 1:21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness. Let them get up there. Perfect, right? James 1:21. You're doing great. I'm going quick because I want to give it to Pastor. Ready? Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and all this. Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your. Well, see, this is what happens, okay? Let me give it to you real quick and we'll wrap it up. See, spiritually, when you get born again, a third of you was perfect. God always speaks to you in that spiritual spot. He don't speak to you in the other spot. Your soul has to be saved so your body can manifest his glory. How do you do that? With the word of God. And receive. Now, just go slow. You with me? I've not kept you for a minute. I'm going to let you go because you're going to get a word dose, and then you're going to go home and do this thing. Okay? You get the CD, watch the podcast, do whatever you got to do. Play this thing over and over and over. Wherefore, lay apart what? And receive with meekness. Everybody say meekness. The implanted word, which is able to do what? The word in the Greek means engrafted. You ever see a tree when you want to regraft it? What do? You cut a notch in it. You stick the other stick in it. You wrap it up. And what happens? That'll become what part of the tree? He's saying you take that word and you put it in your soul and you'll become one with the word. The minute you start becoming one with the word, it'll start renewing your mind. Romans 12:1-2 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, just, acceptable, which is reasonable service. And be not what? Conformed, but be ye transformed, the renewing of your mind. Transformation, metamorphosis. He said it happens from the word of God being planted in your heart and that image turning over. You'll change the way you feel about things. You'll change the way you think about things. You'll change the way you respond about things. You'll change everything will be changed. Why? Because the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Where's that word going to go? It's got to go in your heart. And my son, attend unto my words. What? And incline thine ear unto my sayings. Why? Because it's life changing. When I leave here, you're going to have a word revival. I'm carrying it more than anything. She'll tell you, I'm a wisdom junkie. All I want is wisdom. I don't want to be around nothing that doesn't have anything to do with wisdom. Wisdom is understanding how to rightly apply the word of God in any given situation. That's all I need. All I talk about is order. There's an order to everything. There's a set process of everything. Everything that God does, he does in a systematic way of doing it. And if you can figure out the order of it, you can believe you receive when you pray. What happens if you pray and you don't believe you receive when you pray? You don't get your prayers answered. You answered amiss. James chapter 4. Why? Because he said if you don't believe you receive when you pray, it's not proper prayer. So I cannot respond to proper prayer. See, we don't like that, but that's the truth. So why not just stop with all the other stuff and let's do what he said? God talks about prayer. I'll prove it to you. Psalms 56, Psalms 100. He said, enter in my courts with thanksgiving, come into my gates with praise. Enter in with singing. Why? Well, I don't want to do that. Well, then you're not accessing right. So heaven can't respond. You got to just stay scripture. Just go dig it up. What's it say to do? Stop complicating this thing. And don't listen what everybody tells you. Find it in the Bible. I don't sing good. I sound like a tin can singing. He likes it, so praise the Lord. I'm just going to get in. I want results. Listen, I'm going to let Pastor come up here, but I want to give you this, okay? Listen to me. If I ever said anything to you, I didn't come here to be dynamic today. I didn't come here to be cool. I came here to get you true change. I'm smart enough to know not everybody's going to want to do it, but the people that are really tired of this stuff and say, man, I got to get some change. I'm about done with this. I want change. If you're here, I promise you it's there. You go home, you read Mark chapter 4, you look at it, say, okay, wait a minute, what is it saying? Jesus said, the sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside. Every time you hear the word of God, you got an opportunity to respond to it with not just this ear, but this ear. And what you do with this ear determines how far God can take you. So the key to changing and transforming anything is what am I going to do with what I hear? So I'm not saying you got to be like a 52-hour studier, but you got to start saying to myself, am I going to find the word of God that could transform my life? And then when the pressure comes, because we've all been through that, pressure came for the word. Ah, man, I got mad. I gave it up. I said something different. I was going to take you over there to Matthew where he said this. He said this. He said, listen, guys, he said this. He said, every tree is known by its fruit. He said, the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. How to get in my heart? I let it get in there. I let seeds. How many of you let some seeds in there you should have never let in because they produce the fruit you don't want to see? We could uproot the wrong trees. How he does it with a new seed. How do I get rid of those trees? Somebody said I was a loser. Somebody broke my spirit with the words in their mouth. They said things to me and they did things to me. It wasn't right. How do I change that, Pastor Chris? I go find what the truth says about me, because that was all a lie. And when I find what the truth said about, I had a tree in the backyard. I'll be quick. You know, you guys were old in Florida. We got fruit trees. You know, I had an orange tree in the backyard. I didn't know nothing about it. A frost came. The thing died. The thing was dead, Ed. Dead as a doornail. And I'm going, well, you know what? I seen a little bit of growth. And I said to myself, I said, let me just leave it. I don't know nothing about this. Let me just leave it. And this thing, I'm telling you, Vince, if I pushed on it, it was like, you would have pushed a little, it would have just snapped. But I let it go. And then all of a sudden, I started noticing these little sprouts coming around the side. Next thing you know, and I left it alone 6 months. I don't go back there. It's back corner. You know what I mean? Nobody's paying attention. I went back there and I said, look at this, man. There's a tree. There's a new tree growing. And I kicked that old stump and that old stump fell over. And the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, that's exactly what I want you to do. I said, what? He said, this is how you get rid of old trees. I said, how's that? He goes, you put new seed around it. And sooner or later, the new stuff will outgrow the dead stuff, and the dead stuff will just fall over in your life. I'm telling you right here, you could change your life with the words that you put in your heart. Come on, amen? You got to believe it today and expect it today. It'll transform, amen? Just keep your hands lifted to heaven, let Pastor come, and then we're going to pray for some of you, amen? Praise the Lord. I want you to catch this word hunger. I'll tell you what happened. I didn't tell everybody, right? I went to Oklahoma. I told my wife. I looked in my Bible. It shook me. I was in the hotel, and I told her, I told you, Pastor, something hit me, man. It got me messed up. So I went in the room, and I prayed, and I lifted my hands to heaven, and I was like, God, what do you want to do? He's like, I want you to bring this word of faith message back to America. Serious, man. It hit me so hard. I started vibrating, and I said, what do you mean? I thought the word of faith message started in America, and it's not a movement. It's the word of faith which we preach. It's the Bible, and we got to get back to the Bible. I know that sounds so wacky, but it's so true. Like, what's like? Remember when you're back in the day, you open the Bible, you sit at the table and say, what's the Bible say? Right. Now we got all this stuff. And, man, God hit me, man, hard. And I told my wife, I said, I know my mission and my mandate. So, like, this is why I'm real sensitive about this right now. I had seasons where I wasn't hungry about the Word of God. I'm just being straight. It was like dry toast. I'm being transparent or whatever they want to say. I'm like, it was like boring. I'm reading a boring book with a boring God with a boring life. I'm just being straight, and I'm doing this for a living. So I said, God, you got to make this thing come alive or something. Because you get so churched, man. You get burnt out with people and life, and you just, it just hits you. And next thing you know, man, I started getting this explosion hunger. Like, if God said it, it's there. It's got to be there. Like, back in the beginning, remember in the beginning when you were like, man, you stay up all night flipping through those pages because you had to know something, and now you're like, you know a little bit enough, you're dangerous for yourself. Man, I got in there, man. It's like honey. And I was like, man, okay. So I just want you just shift it. Now you got to do the work. Now listen to me. You got to put a little work in. It's like the gym. I got a membership, but you got to get on that treadmill. You know what I'm saying? I got a membership. Okay, I got a membership to 3 gyms. Don't go to none of them. Come on. You know what I'm saying? You got to just say, all right, I'm going to take a half hour, or I'm going to take, let's do it like this, 15 minutes. I'm going to take 15 minutes this week. I'm going to force myself, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm going to get in the Word. 15 minutes. I'm just going to do it. 10 minutes. I'm going to set a clock like this. I'm going to sow towards you, Pastor Chris. I'm challenging you to come on in the water. But then you say, God, meet me here. And man, I'll tell you what, every day, little by little, even the young kids, oh my God, little by little, something's going to happen with your relationship with God. That hunger is going to come, and you're going to want to know. And I feel this with all my heart. I got an anointing on me to get you hungry. I know this is true. That's why I know my mandate is, like, you're going to leave here wanting more God. That's what preaching should be about. You should want more God when I leave. So I just want you to just shift it so I feel it in here. Like, just say, God, you know what? I'm going to believe this dude. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try. You meet me where I'm at. And let's believe that anointing makes capacity for you to go deeper. And then I'll know my job was cool. Is that all right? So let's just take a minute. Just close your eyes, whatever you got. And God's cool. If you only got a little bit, give him what you got. Like, I don't even know if this is going to work. Be real with God. God's cool with it. He don't care about all that fancy stuff. Just like, kind of like, God, just lift your hands to heaven. Let's say this together. Say, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for me getting hungry for your word. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to get so hungry for the word of God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to get so hungry for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for hunger, for the word, and for you coming into me. I desire you, God. Meet me, Lord. Meet me where I'm at. Touch my heart. Touch my mind. Transform my life. Let your word and me become one. The Bible says, if ye abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask me what you will, and I'll do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for transforming my life and my family's life by the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.